Residents who use any of the city's recreation venues or athletic fields will see an increase in fees in 2023 as City Hall looks to offset rising costs to operate those venues. City Hall is applying a 3% increase to arena and pool rental rates to address rising costs to manage those places. Furthermore, it is applying a 5% increase to rates for outdoor spaces, sports grounds and athletic fields for the same reason. Moreover, it is applying a 5% increase for adult turf rentals, admissions, and membership rates as it works toward its goal of having youth rates set at 65% of adult rates. Meanwhile, children's admission fees will increase by 50 cents. The Parks and Recreation Department presented its 2023 Parks and Rec Rates and Fees Policy during the October 11th regular council meeting. Council unanimously approved the policy, which goes into effect on April 1, 2023. The Parks and Rec Department expects next year to see revenues increase by $102,464 and expenses increase by $125,993, with $23,529 more in expenses. This results in an increase of 1% in overall cost recovery levels, how much the city recovers through user fees, to 46% from 45%. Meanwhile, City Hall expects a cost recovery of 48% for indoor venues versus 46% from this year. This will result in a 2% reduction in subsidies required through tax dollars. Increasing attendance. Derek Blaise, Director of Parks and Rec, pointed out that the department believes significantly increasing user rates to achieve better cost recovery is not the solution to economic recovery post-pandemic. Historically, this has not generated more revenue but has led to lower attendance and income. The focus will be on increasing attendance by ensuring services and programs remain affordable as a more sustainable long-term solution to increasing revenue, he continued. Ongoing benefits to membership, program expansion and marketing will be the focus next year. Based on a trend analysis, the department has seen strong growth in several areas, including recreation passes, aquatic memberships, and rental of arena ice. It's tough to find some ice. Our arenas are jammed packed. It's great to see that usage, said Blaise, noting extended ice seasons will go into effect in 2023. Blaise added that the community has also seen an increase in high-performance opportunities for sports academies, resulting in more demand for rentals and non-primetime use. Coun. Heather Eby appreciated the department's change in philosophy, with increasing attendance instead of increasing fees to acquire more revenue, which she thought was important for the future. It is fun to note that Moose Jaw has seen an increase in high-performance opportunities, she added. It's great to see these academies and these sports opportunities being afforded to our young people. Policy highlights. Other highlights of the updated policy include removal of the increased no-show rental rates to user groups, and instead, regular rates will be applied to no-shows with no further penalty. Early morning ice rentals will be considered prime ice time and no longer receive a discounted rate since the demand, and the costs, for these times has significantly increased. An addition of adult league fees for outdoor spaces and non-exclusive bathroom, shack use. Rates and fees have now been created for the new pickleball courts. An addition of consecutive full-day venue rental fees for special events to make special events more affordable and attractive. Youth and seniors membership, admission fees and Yara Center rental rates will remain the same in 2023. As of October 1, PST will now be charged for public skating drop-ins for all ages, public skating memberships for adults, seniors and families, shinny for all ages, all equipment rentals, ultimate frisbee and tickets on special events. Activities or venues exempt from PST include venue rentals, aquatic, Yara and recreation pass memberships and drop-ins, punch cards, fitness classes, summer day camps, swim lessons and advance courses, community programs and under 18 public skating or shinny memberships. The next regular council meeting is Monday, October 24.